story happening there. It's got about half an hour left of it. So if you are around, or if you are a parent, no, not if you are a parent, if you're a parent of a UCT student, make sure you make your way over to UCT Sarah Bartman Hall. I am joined now, I was going to say in studio, but we're not in studio in what in any way, sense, or form. But we're joined now with Gustav from the Writing Center. How are you doing?
Hi, I am doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. A little bit cold there, I see.
Yeah, it's chilly.
It's cold outside there for us. Our gazebo is about to blow away, so that should be fun to have. So you're joining us from the Writing Center.
That's right.
And sorry, this wind is about to blow everything over completely. So can you explain a bit about what the Writing Center is? I think some students even now don't know what the Writing Center is, and you know, things like that.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me.
Not a problem.
So the Writing Center is a consultancy service that is based here at UCT in the library for now, until we change spots. So what happens is that whatever writing needs students have, they can come through to the Writing Center from the conception of ideas, like, oh, I got this crazy topic, I don't know how to understand or how to decode the readings, for example, to get the information I need to write the essay that I have. So the Writing Center comes in and fills that gap and helps you, almost plays a one-to-one tutoring role.
Yeah.
It helps you write the essay from like scratch, finding your ideas and then writing the paper.
All right. So then that's the importance for students, is that it especially for first years.
Yeah.
They get given an essay topic and told, write.
Yeah, especially that, because like I think you come from high school and there are many different ways of writing in high school, and then you reach university and you're faced with different concepts, like, oh, you have to write an academic essay, and for some people you may never have written an academic essay, and I was one of those that had not really written an academic essay, you know. So I came to varsity and somebody was like, oh, this is an academic essay. We're not saying you don't know how to write. We're just saying let's shift your perspective in terms of what to write, how to write, and how to approach writing as a whole. Yeah.
And I'm sure that's not the only thing the Writing Center offers. What other services, even for older students, thesis writing, things like that?
Yeah, so certainly for much younger novice writers, like the first years, the essays are top of the log. But when you look at more senior students, we work with people who write dissertations from chemical engineering, law, humanities, whatever, you name it. And so the idea there is to try and help them think through their theses, write clearly and concise, because I'm of the perspective that if you write a chemical engineering paper that somebody that doesn't do chemical engineer can read and understand, then you're winning, surely. And that's the goal with writing.
Yeah.
And so we have a team of consultants who are all writers by nature from different departments, and we receive regular training, and we help consult with students on a one-to-one basis, but by appointment, that is.
Okay, so earlier you mentioned, so you're based in the library now, you were previously in Steve Biko, but that's under reconstruction.
Yeah.
Are you moving back there afterwards?
That is the plan, yes, that's the plan.
And it would be the exact same place at the seventh floor?
Currently, I cannot confirm because we are yet to receive plans, so right now we're unsure, but we...
Just in the library?
Yes, we just know that we are set to move back.
Okay, so that's the Chancellor Oppenheimer Library?
That is correct.
And whereabouts in the library can they find
you? So we are in the Knowledge Commons, so just as you walk into the library, the lab on your right-hand side after you pass the security gates.
So it's where all the computers are?
Exactly.
All right, and the study rooms
corner.
And everything.
Yeah.
So you've gone from having your whole office to a little corner.
You know, when in Rome, when in Rome, sometimes you have to...
build Rome.
Switch it up.
So you briefly touched on the differences in high school and university writing. What are some of those differences that freshers can expect?
So certainly different writing techniques. So let's say in high school, I think slightly longer pieces of writing. So in certain times in high school, you'd be expected to write a 500-word essay or a letter to a friend. And you'd find that, you know those letters.
I hated it. I hated it so much.
Tell us about your December holiday.
Yeah.
No one's going to ask you that here. It'll be more difficult, more different questions like, looking at the drought... looking at the drought statistics of South Africa for the past 10 years.
How does it affect your mental health?
How does it affect the national health policy?
Yeah.
So, like, all of that type of stuff can be quite daunting. Whoa, okay.
Yeah, well, we're blowing away slightly here.
Yeah, it can be quite daunting if you are not used to it. And that's where we come in to say, hey, look, it's not that crazy. If you apply these 5-6 steps, you should be fine. And then we build on that.
No, because I remember from the science department, we don't write essays per se. We have scientific reports and things, which I'm sure that the writing center can help
with
as well. Because I do remember from when I took a humanities elective course and they told me to write a 1,500-word essay.
Yeah.
I was in my third year at that point. I hadn't written an essay since high school.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming this is also open to anyone.
Open to anyone. And I think the situation you're describing is quite common, especially for people that come from like the hard sciences where they're doing math, stats, science and all of that
When you
stuff.
See words, you freak out.
Yeah, so like, and they're like, yo, I don't know what to write. How do I analyze the role played by like Steve Biko, for instance, while I'm fixed on thinking about chemicals?
Yeah, so when they're not ones and zeros.
When they're not ones and zeros, it's a whole different world.
And so you have specialists in each of those regards, even if it is a scientific report that needs to be written.
Yeah.
All right, so that's where first you can find you, in the Chancellor Oppenheimer Library. If you don't know where that is, that's the main library. It will be on your orientation tour, so don't worry about that. And which corner is it in the Knowledge Commons?
So it's rooms 7 to 9. So if you go at reception and ask them for the writing center, they should point you.
So those study rooms?
Yes.
Okay, so you've taken the study rooms up?
Yes.
So you can either study or you can write.
You
can't have both at the moment.
Look, like I said, when in Rome, you sort of have to.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right, so that is the Chancellor Oppenheimer Library. You go up the stairs, there's a lot of them. You swipe through security, you look to your right, and you will have to go through a barricade. Not barricade, a turnstile.
Yeah.
And then, so the rooms are to the left,
in the corner.
Okay,
you won't miss them.
Okay.
Just look for a corner.
Okay. Well, a room technically has at least 4 corners, but you know, you
this
have a 1 in 4 chance.
All
right, thank you very much, Gustav, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Any first years, if you have any further questions, are you going to be staying around on Plaza, or are you going to be warm?
They can send us in an email.
What email address would that be?
They can send us an email at I'll give mine.
Okay.
So it's mbhgus001@myuct.ac.za.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I'll respond to any emails as swiftly as I can.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And that is what you would do if you are given an essay topic. You have no idea what to do with it. You just see words that are kind of conglomerated together and you have no idea how to break that down. That's exactly how you break it down. You go through to the writing center. They'll help you out. There's some proofreading they can do for you as well. So if you have any issues with writing, not necessarily the physical act of writing out, but with the style of your writing and everything, you can head to the writing center for that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a free service.
It's a free service. There we go. So if you see those, if they call it freshers advice that they post, most of them are not advice, so it doesn't cost you money to take the jammies, A. It doesn't cost you money to use the writing center,
That's
B. And you shouldn't bring an umbrella to Cape Town. It will not work. The first time you use it, it will break. Anyway, I see every first year bring one, and I see it happen. You leave after a rainy day, and there are umbrellas everywhere. Anyway, so thank you very much again, Gustav.
Thanks,
Looking forward to seeing what happens at the Writing Center.
Awesome.
Cheers. We're going to get back into the music, some Ariana Grande. This is 7.